You're listening to the Sarah Fader podcast. This is What Anxiety Feels Like, and Evan and I are here.
Yay!
Follow Evan at EvanJMO2. What else? This is our 100th episode.
Yay!
100th. Centennial.
What is 100? I don't know if couples usually make a 100th anniversary, so I don't know if there's a special item for that.
We will live on and on and on in infamy because we are evil supervillains.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, speaking of evil supervillains, why this, for the second time, almost didn't happen thanks to the New York Metropolitan Transit people.
Right.
The MTA is terrible. I'm sorry. I have to throw that out there.
It almost didn't happen, but also let's also say that we are sponsored proudly by Ravishly.com.
A wonderful
feminist uplifting website. And Ravishly.com. And you should go there and read articles that I've written. Evan, you should write for them. You should write some articles for them.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, I don't know what I would write, but
You can write about OCD. They have all kinds of mental health related stuff in there.
I can do that.
But anyway, for feminism, fun, cats, dogs, you know, mental breakdowns, go to ravishly.com. They sponsor us.
And something that if you can pull it up on
That's Teresa. Say hi to Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. I'm Evan.
This is Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Evan. Hi. What's going on? You're both wearing glasses.
That we are.
Yes. You know what I was going to say? I was going to say that I am now, but these are actually reading glasses, so this would be, like, I can't actually see anything at all.
Oh, okay.
I could wear them, though, to make you more comfortable.
I mean, you know, there's a cuteness about it. I'm not going to.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Ravishly, I will read on the subway to get through the long, painful commutes, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta read something.
Yeah, you know.
The other thing they've done, the MTA, is sometimes you actually get service, so.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to just say this about the MTA. The fares have been getting raised for centuries, eons, peons. I'm just being ridiculous, but why? What are we actually paying for?
I don't know. And you know what? I blame Cuomo, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily a reason to
elect. You should blame him. Yes, absolutely. You should blame him.
What's her name from Sex and the City? But maybe, who knows?
Hold on. Cynthia Nixon is running for mayor.
Governor.
Shit? When did that happen?
A couple of weeks ago, she announced it. She's all,
Where the fuck have I been? That's crazy. Also, here's a secret. A secret is that this is our 100th episode, but it's really not. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Maybe because, you know what we can do, actually? We can say this is our 100th episode, and then tomorrow. So we're back, actually, and guess what? Miraculously, someone else appeared, and we don't even know how they got here. Aura, what's going on? You're here with us.
I don't know I do know how I got here. It involved three trains instead of one, because the MTA is what it is.
As we were talking about,
why are we
before?
Paying so much money for them to do nothing? That's what I want to understand, and I will never forget the time that I accidentally, in quotes, used Samara's Metro card because I was broke as fuck and I decided to use a student Metro card, which doesn't cost any money, you know,
right.
Playing the system. Yeah. And oh, that was worth a cop stopping me and giving me a $150 fine.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
For the amount of people that I see duck under the turnstiles and stuff like that.
Or jump over the turnstiles. Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean, I was like, really? This is what, why don't you focus on the people that are like murdering people in the street or raping them? How about that? Like instead of somebody who fucking fair evaded.
And even if it's transit police, like I've seen piles of, I'm sure we all have poop and stuff.
Exactly.
Maybe those are the people to focus
like,
on.
Really?
Seriously. I mean, unless someone's really sick. Because you can be on the train for a while with no bathroom and
I just don't understand.
No, but people, but this is the thing. It's the same reason that men just whip their dicks out and pee in the street. You know what I mean? Like, okay, why don't you find a toilet? Stop being so lazy.
Or my absolute, I don't know how, this is just somehow grosser than anything else.
Right.
Where you see somebody stand over the tracks and hold a nostril and just...
Not rocket.
Not, yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh,
I can't. The train, if you think about the train, it is one of the most horrible, vile places on the face of the planet. Like, the fact that there are rodents living in the tracks of the MTA train stations and no one has done anything about this, they just let them be there? Why? Why?
It touched my OCD germ phobia a lot.
I don't get it.
I was sick so many times the first winter I lived here. Like,
yeah.
I had the flu twice.
Yeah.
I had, like, three colds.
Yeah.
I was just sick the whole winter. Although now my immune system is awesome.
There you go.
Well, you're like a baby, right? Like, somebody just didn't pick up the pacifier and wash it off. They just gave you a dirty pacifier, and then that's it. Your immune system is, like, desensitized. Right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So here, so the thing is,
what I was saying,
Ari, can you stop being so loud with that? I was saying that this is the 100th episode. However, I accidentally uploaded two of the same episodes, so this is technically the 99th.
Wow!
But that just means we're gonna have to do this again tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
okay.
And then we'll say like the number 100th episode. This was like the like psych, and then tomorrow, you know, is the real one. But the point is that we're full of surprises.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm not even going to tell the people that are listening to us which one is a duplicate. They're going to have to figure it the fuck out.
There you go.
And if they tweet Evan or Aura, not me, you can't tweet me, you're not allowed to. If you tweet Evan or Aura with which episode is a duplicate, and they tell me, then I will send you a surprise on Amazon.
Ooh.
Wow. All right.
So, guys, let me know if you get any tweets. If somebody figures out what that 100th, the duplicate episode is, they will win something.
Cool.
Okay.
And trust me when I say that it will not be a disappointing present.
Okay.
Very good, yes. Not the kind of present people leave on the platform to substitute.
Right. No time like the present.
Yes.
You know? So today I went to my psychiatrist and she clarified that I do have bipolar type 2, which is awesome. I didn't get any membership fees or t-shirts or any, and you know, I'm not even the original. I'm bipolar the sequel.
Yes.
So if you think about it, I am like the hoverboard. I am Back to the Future part 2. Like, I'm deep, right?
Bipolar 2 Electric Blue.
So, the original bipolar, like, whoa, holy shit. You went back in time. You went to the 50s. Like, all kinds of crazy shit happened. It was like, you got some psychosis going on. Bipolar type 2, you're like, okay, well, you just, you know, got some sneakers that laced themselves up and went on a hoverboard.
Bipolar type 2, too fast, too furious, right?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Do you guys remember the arcade game Pole Position from the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. It was like you're driving a race car. It looked like a triangular kind of situation.
Right.
Yeah.
And the good arcades had where like you sat in what was that version of a simulator.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
you're
just basically playing the game, but now you're inside something.
Right. But not a vagina.
Yeah.
The problem is that this is the problem. The problem is that vaginas are wonderful, and in society, we associate them with negative things, but why? They do so many wonderful, amazing things.
Yeah, it's a natural progression from pole position to vagina.
Right? Well, you also said triangle and
triangle.
Which is, I don't know why they call it a box.
And
it's, not really.
It's not a fucking box. It's a triangle.
I know, right?
I mean, it's debatable whether it's an isosceles triangle, equilateral, or I don't think it's a right angle one. I don't think so.
No, I hope
not. I'm gonna go with, and I don't feel like equilateral is accurate either. In fact,
no.
I don't. What kind of triangle is it then? What is that one?
Is it isosceles?
I think it is isosceles then. Right, it is isosceles because isosceles is the two sides that are the same, and then the one that's not.
Yeah, the one that's kind of wide, and then yeah.
Right. That. So right. Then you know what? I'm gonna start referring to mine as an isosceles.
That's it.
There you go.
No one is going to be able to hear this episode because of what's happening behind me. And I have been disregarded, and my authority has been questioned and peed on.
Literally or figuratively?
I'll let you know later on tonight.
Okay.
But probably the answer is yes, period. You know what? Speaking of periods, I had them. I put the Mirena in my vagina, in my isosceles.
In your isosceles,
yes. In my isosceles, and found out that it made me completely fucking crazy.
Ugh.
And then my psychiatrist had the nerve to say, "That's not possible." And I was like, "Oh, really?" Because it actually happened, and the nurse practitioner said that it's something that can happen with the Mirena. So is it possible? Yes, in fact, it is.
Well, and the psychiatrist, not therapist, but like actual like
no medication distributing person.
Okay.
So we got so homegirl and I got into it on the phone, and I was like, okay. So at Planned Parenthood, they informed me that this is a side effect. It's rare.
Planned Parenthood is awesome. Let me tell
they
you,
they are wonderful.
We'll get into that in a minute.
Planned Parenthood is one of the best organizations in the universe. I cannot say enough good things about my experience with them, and except for the fact that nobody warned me about the Mirena and its evilness, but that's not their fault. That's the drug company's fault. So the thing is that they push the Mirena in all of these different places everywhere, like not just Planned Parenthood, like all over the universe, because they're like, it's low hormone and it's not going to make you crazy and you don't have your period. I'm like, okay, guess what? I have PMDD and I'm insane. So obviously anything with hormones is going to make me insane.
Okay, wait a second. I'm going to stop you right there because I think you're misinforming people.
Okay, talk to
progesterone,
me.
Progesterone helps some women and some women it doesn't.
Yes.
PMDD, okay, so, and I'm in several support groups online. You probably already had either high levels of progesterone, but not everybody is the same, and not all synthetic hormones are the same, and they're not going to react to your body the same way.
That's true, but hold on, let me ask you a question. Okay, so this is weird. So progesterone usually, like, before Ari, right? They tested my progesterone, like when I first got pregnant, and they were like, okay, you have low progesterone. And I was like, okay, so I had no idea about progesterone or what the hell it did. So they gave me a progesterone supplement. Mm-hmm. And then when I was pregnant with Ari, I felt amazing because when you're pregnant, your progesterone levels get higher and higher and higher, right?
Right.
So I was kind of like excited about the Mirena because I'm like, oh, wow, if I respond well to progesterone, this might be great, you know? But like everyone's different. So I was,
and also you could be different right now than you were when you needed the progesterone supplement before.
That's
because
true.
Because bodies change constantly.
That's true.
And
I hate that, but I hate it because I hate like thinking something's going to be awesome and then it's not. You know?
Yeah.
Like it's just frustrating. Go ahead.
So I went to Planned Parenthood last week for my checkup.
Okay.
And that was something we discussed. I was like, I've had PMDD, I'm sexually active, but I can't take anything with estrogen or a bunch of other hormones.
I can't either.
I have vascular problems.
Right.
They kill me.
Right.
So,
I just want to interject one thing and I want to hear the rest of the story, but I was going to say estrogen also makes me fucking insane. Like, that's why I was, like, excited about the Mirena, I'm telling you, because, like, I love progesterone. I love it.
Well, things you're not supposed to have, unless, I mean, might be medically, and I'm sorry, I'm interjecting about something I really have no idea about, but just knowing that, like, I feel like, men taking more testosterone or women taking more estrogen, it's gonna mess with you. I mean, my dad had to take testosterone after his, when he had gone through cancer, and he's already a type A personality, and this just sort of shot it through the roof.
Hold on.
Wait. He has to adjust, too.
Yeah, okay, but, wait, continue. So, yeah, no, hold on. So you can't take estrogen stuff?
No, not at all. Okay. Because I had the kind of migraines where you have like the lights and stuff like that, and you shouldn't take it at all. Like they put me on lower dose for a while when I was in my 20s. I should not have been even having it at all. I could have fucking died.
No.
Like that's terrifying.
No.
But I wasn't sure that I could take progesterone. And when I talked to this doctor, she's the first doctor I've talked to in a long time that was all like, I totally know what your symptoms are. And I totally get it. And also she was like me, like, let's use all the tools in the toolbox. Acupuncture is great. Medications are great, et cetera. And so what we did was we started me on the progesterone pill. So I'll try it for a few months. And if I have any adverse reaction to it, then I won't continue it. And if I do well with it, then we'll try the Mirena because it's, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone's different. The thing for me was like, I just have tried so many different birth controls, all kinds of different formulations. Every single fucking birth control makes me crazy. I'm not joking. Mm-hmm. I tried Yasmin. I tried like some other estrogen one. I tried the NuvaRing. The NuvaRing I liked until it was giving me blood clots. And I was like, okay, no, like, no thanks.
Yeah.
And then the depo shot scares me. I just don't want to do that. And that's why I was so excited about the Mirena. But maybe the thing is, it also could be that I just lost a pregnancy, right? So, like,
it
could be that I was really hormonally imbalanced and
mm-hmm. –
you know, the Mirena was like, hello, here's some more hormones and let's confuse your system more. Like, it could have just been right. That, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, I had a very early miscarriage and it was very early, like a few weeks. And, like, my hormones were weird for a long time. I mean, I was fine physically, but my hormones were wacky for weeks, longer than that.
Horrible.
It took forever to adjust.
So my psychiatrist, let me go back to that story.
This is like a very special episode of the podcast.
Did we get very Saturday afternoon special?
No, it's great. Good for you guys. I'm not as a, you know,
take
a guy.
Book,
I'm gonna...
It's in a book, reading Rainbow.
this is educational.
My point was I feel very fortunate that the physician that I talked to said, let's try this thing first.
Right.
See how it goes,
yes.
And then do something more.
That's a good. That is a good doctor. And so mm-hmm. what ended up happening though is my psychiatrist was like, yeah, that's not possible. And I was like, in my head, fuck you. And then I thought to myself, okay. So I was like, take a deep breath, Sarah. Don't go there. And then I said, all right. So here's the symptoms I'm experiencing: irritability, pressured speech, and all these other things. And she's like, well, I can't really assess you over the phone. Fair enough, right? And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what to do. I feel, like, really uncomfortable, and I know the Mirena had something to do with it. And she's like, I don't feel that this conversation is going to be very productive. And
that is not something anybody in treating you should ever say.
I was like, what? And I had to like take a step back and be like, okay, don't flip out. Do not flip out, whatever you do. So I said to her, I understand your perspective. However, it may not be productive for you, but as your patient, it is productive for me. And here's why. I need to report to my clinician what my symptoms are so we can collectively develop a treatment plan. I schooled her ass. She had nothing to say back.
Right.
So.
I mean, that's what you're doing. You have to, your doctor has to know what your symptoms are and you have to do something about it unless you want to hang out with your symptoms.
I want to feel really bad, like really on purpose feel bad. No. You know?
No, and the thing is, like, even if she doesn't think it's productive, she needs to sit there and listen.
She also could have said this. She could have said, I think it would be better for me to assess you tomorrow when I see you. The end.
That's what
she could have said instead of productive. Productive for who? What are you doing? You producing something? You know, I mean, like, it doesn't make sense. So anyway, after I schooled that bitch in what you're supposed to do and how you're supposed to fucking treat people, then she goes on to say, if you really feel that you're hypomanic, you can, and I interrupted her right away and said, let me guess, call the crisis line. Because I was just over her ass. And then,
you're going to call the crisis line for that?
I know. And then, but she goes, actually, I was going to say, go to Unity, which is the hospital. And she's like, Sarah, I have to go now. And hangs up the phone.
Oh.
But, you're not, especially you're paying for treatment and you need treatment. I don't think it's somebody's place to be like, piss off, basically.
This is your job, bitch. Seriously. Yeah. So then my fingers and the keyboard came out. And I was like, I'm going to fucking write her a my chart message and tell her what time it is. And I was like, dear so-and-so, I am deeply disappointed in our conversation today and how you brushed my symptoms off and did not believe me. I was astounded by your lack of empathy considering the circumstances under which I am operating, and I don't know whether I can continue to have a relationship with you where I report my symptoms honestly if you do not listen to me.
Very good.
Yeah, and then she, right? And she wrote back and she was like, I'm deeply sorry about this. I just felt that you were very angry and you were angry at medical professionals and taking your anger out on me. I was like, back the bus up. Take your fucking counter transference and give it to your therapist, because guess what? I'm your patient. You're not mine. You know what I mean? I don't care. I don't give a fuck if you have feelings, because you're my doctor. Your feelings don't matter to me. I mean, like that. You know what I mean? Like, you matter to me as a human. But the power dynamic is, you help me get better. I don't need to help you.
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I worry about offending my therapist, but I'm trying to get past that with us.
You should. But the thing is, yes, as a human, you should worry about offending your therapist. But then,
you shouldn't have. I mean, it should be a safe space for you to say anything.
No, but I then had called my therapist, and I was like, "Can you believe this shit that just happened?" And my therapist was like, well, Sarah, medical professionals have feelings too. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. You guys are like a cult. You guys are, no. Seriously. What is it with these people?
Because they have this job to do exactly that, to just kind of do their thing. And
they want to be validated, though. You know what I mean?
I want them to validate my isosceles. That's what I want them to do. Okay? Really just unfucking believable. I want to just like switch gears and circle back and just talk about, I want it to be like really pretentious and corporate for a second. Let's switch gears and let's talk about the genesis behind the podcast. Actually, if we think about it, I looked at this on Simplecast, like where people can listen to us, right?
Yes.
Where can they find us, Aura, if you were to look up the podcast?
So the best thing to do actually is to look up Sarah Fader, the podcast, and it'll pull up your website, which has a devoted page to it. So that's usually the first result that'll come up. You can go to iTunes. iTunes is a pain. look, this is truth in advertising. Unless you're already on iTunes, it is a pain in the butt. But if you're already on iTunes and you already listen to stuff there, it's easy to find there. And you're on Stitcher, and I think Simplecast posts you to everything, right?
Simplecast is our friend.
They're great.
They're wonderful. Yeah. And also, I'm going to put on eyeliner while I talk to you. I can make myself bigger. I don't know if I can, actually. Nope. I made myself small.
You're going to use that as a magnifying mirror? Like,
they're looking. Oh, here we go.
Technology.
Yay. Look at that.
Nice.
Multitasking. Yes. Like good, a boss.
Right? That's what I'm talking. This is not isosceles, but,
No.
This is liquid eyeliner, which will be fucked up in about 2 minutes.
Sure. I use one of those pens.
Yes.
Because more like drawing, because whenever I use those, I just like fuck it up.
In 2 minutes, it's going to be like all over my fucking face. That's what happens. So the thing is that life is very, very difficult. And what we know is that Simplecast makes it easy. But we know this. We also know this about our lives, that when you go to Simplecast and you look at the first episode of the podcast ever, it makes me cry because it's called Amazon Boyfriend. And the first ever episode of this podcast is talking about Evan being delivered to my house as my boyfriend.
Yes. Which, by the way, Nicole is tickled about that. She thinks that's the greatest thing.
You know, I don't know who you're talking about, but because when we went to the Stigma Fighters reading at NYU, Nicole gave me the fucking death glare. I think she wants to light my soul on fire.
I didn't read too much into that. I think she was just, she had had a long day. She likes you a lot. And you know what? Next time when you're in town, we'll all have to hang out.
Yes. Nicole, if you're listening to this, I love you and I want you to be on the podcast. I've been asking you to be on the podcast forever. I feel sort of like I'm sitting at the lunch table by myself.
No. She.
Yes.
You know, she, I think she's self-conscious about doing it, but we'll all make it all happen.
You know, I'm really getting tired of your bullshit excuses about your dad.
Ow.
Like, really, call your fucking dad on the phone when he's stoned and get him on the podcast. Like, it's ridiculous.
Sure.
So lazy. I feel like...
as long as you know that he has no idea what a podcast is. I mean, he knows I do
don't
one.
Don't you remember that we called my dad and did not even let him know that he was on a podcast?
Which was amazing because he was, what, like... 30 feet away upstairs.
Yeah, he was just like, whatever. Like, he just was, I don't know what he was doing. I don't know. I don't even want to know, frankly.
It's best never to assume what you think your parents are doing.
Nobody wants to know. And actually, when I've known, I've not been happy about it. So, I will say this. I don't know what I was going to say because there's too many things. I will say that I have a lot of opinions on lots of things, but I think that of late, what really upsets me is when I ask someone how they feel about something and they say they do not know. Because this is what upsets me about that. If I say, like, what do you think about this? And someone just blanketly goes, I don't know. I'm like, you're not trying.
I would rather someone be honest with me and tell me they don't know than to, like, say they feel a certain way just to, like, make the conversation go or,
that,
like...
That's true. But like, here's an example, right? How do you feel about abortion?
Well, I'm pro-choice. That's easy.
I know. But see, like, what would you do if you asked somebody that and they said they didn't know?
Yeah, that's tough. I could understand if someone said that they had mixed feelings.
That's,
that would be a better answer.
That is a better answer, right? But see what I'm saying? I don't know is kind of like a fuck you in some ways. Like I think if you don't know, if you're not certain of your stance on something, it would be better articulated to be descriptive about that. So
oh no, I would say like I not for abortion, just in general, like, you know, I think a lot about it. I'm not entirely sure. It's the agnostic version of any other thing where it's like, maybe.
Okay, here's an example.
Maybe there's not. Don't know.
Ask me my opinion on anything. Literally anything.
Okay, I'm on the spot. How do you feel about basketball?
Okay, good. I personally do not play basketball often. I don't find pleasure in watching basketball. However, if I were on the playground with some adults at a party or just children, I would have fun playing basketball.
That's a great answer.
You see what I mean? So I would not say, I don't know, because I thought about it. I was like, you know what? She wants to know how I feel about basketball, and I am dedicated to giving you that answer because I took a moment to fucking think about it.
Very nice.
I just had this knee-jerk reaction and I stopped myself from saying it because I'm trying really hard not to go full misandrist.
Yeah.
Because I feel like men tend to do that more than women
do.
They do!
But yeah. You know, but so, it's so but to me, it's such a fucking lazy answer. It's a lazy answer. You don't need to know everything, right? But if you let a dude get away with saying, I don't know, by the way.
Hey, look, I'm an insecure Libra. I don't blame it on my masculinity.
No, you don't. But here's the thing is the reason I'm upset about this whole I don't know thing is because I'm talking to someone who is a male who does this all the time, and I want to fucking punch him in the face. I'm like, you know what I started doing? You know what I started doing? I swear to God, Aura, like I started doing this. I'd be like, so what do you think about what I just said? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you're going to have to give me a better answer.
That's a great response, because you're letting your needs be known without you're conveying that you're not expecting a specific answer, that you want to know what he's thinking and you want him to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair.
It is. And also another thing that this person does is I'll be like, I'm upset about this thing, and da 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 da, and the person will be like, okay. And I'm like, what does that mean? What does okay mean? Do you disagree with me? Because I would like to hear your perspective. Like, that's what I have to do every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay doesn't mean anything. Okay means nothing if I don't know whether it's I agree with you, I hear you. It's nothing.
Right.
No, I will say, yeah, no. I mean, I will at least give out an emotion. I think, you know, I mean, just, yeah, give sort of like, if the middle is no response, give something on the either end.
Holy shit. What do you think? I want to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that we have given everyone a lot to think about. And we are out of time because I have to go to my therapist who took the side of my psychiatrist. And now I have to tell my psychiatrist, guess what? I have to tell my therapist, oh, by the way, when I saw my psychiatrist in person today, she apologized to me and said, I have something to tell you. Boom, I'm pregnant. So she was actually hormonal.
Oh.
Oh, that's not a good combination.
Oh, okay.
So everything is a shit show for today. Is basically
but one of them has really nice boots.
Oh, the psychiatrist has really nice boots, yes.
And yeah, she does. But also, that was such an aberration for her to act like that I was like, something is fucked up and I don't know what it is. And it turns out that she had been 6 months pregnant, hadn't told me the whole time because of the whole thing, right? Like, that I was experiencing.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I love you guys. Happy fake 100th episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we will get a rap remix soon. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you can follow us on Twitter at the Sarah Fader, at Aura in Brooklyn, AuraInBrooklyn. And then Evan at EvanJMO2. And remember, what should the people do if they want to win an Amazon prize?
Tweet at us about our, about...
What is the duplicate?
The duplicate episode.
Yes.
All right, you guys. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.